from his studios in New York. It's time for Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, where sports meets life. Here's your host, Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and on MixLR.com/WakeUpCallDT, where you can hear the live show on the live feed Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Time. And I appreciate, as always, having student-athletes from around the world realize their dreams and share those dreams here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. He's no stranger to the show, and I'm very happy in this National Signing Day special to welcome him back. That is Eric Coley here with Syracuse University, signed on the dotted line and coming in with the incoming class of 2017. Eric, how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And what's all right about life? You know, we hear all right. Things are all right, but that sounded like a pretty good all right. So how's life for you right now?
Life is good. Just signed to play football at Syracuse University, and I'm pumped about that, to be a part of the family now officially.
And when you look at that official piece, I mean, you have known for a while. So how anxious has it made you, just your want to get it done, make it official, take everything, you know, take care of everything, so to speak? I mean, how long have you waited to just complete this all? In your mind, how long has it felt?
It's felt like forever. I remember back in July, I committed, and I was just like, I just want to sign now, get everything over with. And, I mean, just over this whole process, I mean, I've known, like, Syracuse is where I want to be at, and to finally get that over with and sign, it's just, I mean, it's a blessing, and I'm just happy to finally get that over with and move on into camp in the summer, so to speak.
Now, you're not that far away. You're at Fayetteville Manlius, so, you know, Syracuse is not that far away from you, from some of these other guys that are coming from Massachusetts or Ohio or Connecticut or Florida, New Jersey. I mean, they have a little trek to go. You have maybe a 20-minute ride. So just what you could say about being so close and knowing that, you know, even though you haven't been up at Syracuse officially on campus, you're right around the corner.
Oh, yeah. So I pretty much know this whole area, which is a good thing. So, I mean, I'm up there at Syracuse. It's not going to be like anything just to drive anywhere I need to go or come back and see my family. That's a big thing because I wanted to be near my little brother. So that's an advantage for – I feel like that's an advantage for me, just living here already a year.
To speak on your little brother, for people that don't know, share with everybody your little brother's name and your relationship with him.
Oh, okay, yeah, I have a 2-year-old little brother. He'll be 3 in April. His name's Josiah, and he makes me so happy. And I just want to be here. Syracuse, one of the reasons I chose is because, like, I want to see him grow up. I want to be able to see that. I don't want to be far away and then miss out on the years of him getting older. So that's another reason I chose Syracuse.
This is a wake-up call. Fast break.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreissig Apparel, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreissigApparel.com. That's DreissIg Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal.
Saltine Warrior Sports Pub, your premier sports pub in downtown Syracuse, Central New York. This is your home for all Syracuse sports home and away games, as well as the NBA, the NHL, the MLB, and so much more, NCAA everything. Go to Saltine Warrior Sports Pub, the hub of every Central New York sports fan. That's where you go. Saltine Warrior Sports Pub. Great food, great drinks at a great price in a great atmosphere. Saltine Warrior Sports Pub, 214 West Water Street, etched in the history of Syracuse. Right in the heart of Syracuse.
What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors always in stock on FanHands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Real fans wear Fan Hands.
This is Dr. Tim Whiting of Sterp Chiropractic and Wellness Center. Here at Sterp Chiropractic, we strive to provide our patients with the highest quality of care in a comforting and welcoming atmosphere. We are not simply pain doctors. We spend time looking at the whole body and address each patient's needs and goals. This usually includes chiropractic adjustments, muscle work, and tips on nutrition and supplementation that fits each patient's needs. We want to develop a plan that promotes overall health and wellness and focuses on future injury prevention. Our office is located at 1628 West Genesee Street in Syracuse. Please give us a call at 315-472-7128 with any of your chiropractic or wellness needs.
Utica Pizza Company spells family. Your family, my family, their family. The recipes that they have shared with each other throughout the years and have now been so gracious to share them with us. I can sit here and talk with you about all the great things that are on the menu. We'd be here forever. So let me say this. Utica Pizza Company is second to none. And now you can bring it home with you and you can dine in the restaurant. UticaPizzaCompany.com will give you all the information that you need. And let me say, these Utica greens, they're the best. Utica Pizza Company. Call them and place your order at 315-214-3060. That's 315-214-3060. Families break bread at Utica Pizza Company. Speaking here with Eric Coley, coming into Syracuse from Fayetteville Manlius High School in Manlius, New York, coming in as an athlete. Eric, your father, Vincent Reynolds, obviously is on the staff of the team. When you talk about wanting to be around for your little brother, that has a direct correlation to wherever your dad is going to be. So what can you say about it? I know you said it wasn't all about your father, that your father didn't have any type of a push on you to do this. He wasn't forcing you to come to Syracuse, but obviously family is important to you. So it's an interesting situation with you because you want to be close to family, but your family is in Syracuse because your father is coaching there. So just bring me into that dynamic.
Yeah, I kind of hear what you're saying. If they were to leave, then I would be here at Syracuse. But like another thing, that was just one of the aspects, family. Another thing is being here with Dino Babers. And I mean, that if they left, I'd still be comfortable here because Dino Babers is a great coach. And over this whole process, I've gotten to know him a little bit better from in-home visits and everything, and he's a great man, and he could literally be a second father figure. He is going to be a second father figure to me.
What is it about Dino Babers that you like so much? What makes him a father figure?
I've seen the way he is with like his own family and everything. Yes, he has daughters. Four daughters and everything, and he just seems like a great dad, knows the right thing to say. He can give great advice. I would never feel uncomfortable going to talk to him about a personal situation. I mean, his door's always open, and I like that, the whole aspect. Like, I mean, it's about football, but like when we need to get like real personal, I mean, football is off to the side. He can talk to you about life situations, and I like that about him.
When you have this opportunity to be so close to Syracuse and your father's on the staff, it would be easy at times for a coach to maybe overlook you being right around the corner and, you know, not appreciate that you're right there because there's already that connection with your dad because you're so close. What can you say about Dino not neglecting you and making the time for you just as he would if you were in Ohio or Wisconsin or Florida?
Just because I'm like right down the road, I still got the full experience of being recruited and talked to all the time, especially by my recruiting coach, and who's going to be my coach, Coach Nick Monroe. Did a great job. We built a great relationship. So I mean, it still feels like there wasn't any like neglection of anything. I still got the full experience.
What can you say about Nick Monroe? I mean, you're coming in as an athlete. He's the secondary coach. So what can you say about coming in? He's going to be your position coach. So obviously that's where you'll start. About being in the secondary and being on a part of Syracuse's team that is desperately needed help, desperately needed to see it trending up, to be a part of the potential changing of the history of Syracuse's secondary in the here and now, just what that means to you.
Oh, that means everything to have a chance to come in and play. You know, I mean, I think it's everybody's dream to come in and play right away, but you know, you got to work hard at that. So I'm gonna work really hard and come in and try to play. I really want to play. So that's the goal. And just to be a part of this change that's about to happen, I mean, it's going to be a good thing. It's going to be a great thing. I just can't wait to see it happen, like, firsthand. I mean, this is the second year going in, so, I mean, things should be rolling. And that's what Dino said. That was the promise. The second year, things get rolling. So, real happy to be a part of that.
This is a wake-up call. Fast Break.
The Penn and Trophy Center on 111 East Willow Street in Syracuse, New York, has been making memories for Central New York for over 60 years. It has the trophies for your teams, and when you walk in there, it's so much more than just that. When you walk into the Penn and Trophy Center, you are immersed in the reality that anything can be customized, anything can be engraved, whether it's for your anniversary, your wedding, your bar mitzvah, your birthday party, whatever you want to do with that memory, that watch from grandpa, or that bracelet from mom, or that wedding ring that's been passed down through your family. If you want to get something engraved with a memory to last a lifetime, the Penn and Trophy Center, 111 East Willow Street in Syracuse, New York, where memories are made and where memories last a lifetime.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
For all of us that have always wanted our favorite restaurant to come to us, it's now a reality in Central New York with It's a Utica Thing. With Utica Pizza Company bringing their wonderful recipes that they've handed down through generations to you, to your event, to your business, to your home. It's a Utica Thing, proudly bringing Utica Pizza Company on wheels to your location. Call 315-738-8946. That's 315-738-8946. To bring Utica Pizza Company to your doorstep with It's a Utica Thing.
This is Lawrence Papaleo, licensed real estate salesperson for Hunt Real Estate ERA. Call our home office at 315-682-7197, or better yet, call or text me directly at 315-748-2524.
You all sell houses or something?
I can help you sell yours.
What about commercial property?
I just sold one the other day.
Are we doing a commercial right now, Lawrence?
Yes, we are.
Oh, wow! What's that phone number again?
315-748-2524.
Hold on, Lawrence. I gotta get a pen out of my purse. What is that phone number one more time?
My name is Lawrence Papaleo, licensed real estate salesperson for Hunt Real Estate ERA. And again, my phone number is 315-748-2524.
And Dino Babers had made the comment that the defense wouldn't catch up with the offense until the fourth game of the second season. You're going to be a part of coming onto the team in the fourth game of the second season. You'll be on the roster for the team. So what can you say about that statement and what you think about coming in as a true freshman with the opportunity to potentially see this realized where the fourth game of the second season, we do see this jump that Dino's been talking about?
Ooh. I mean, like I said before, it's just can't wait to play and get there. And, you know, just about the fourth game and everything, I feel like over this summer and everything, I feel like the defense is going to be on point. I mean, got some guys, some transfers that came in. I feel like we're going to be pretty good.
Speaking here with Eric Coley, athlete coming into Syracuse from Fayetteville Manlius High School in Manlius, New York. Eric, what have you taken away from Fayetteville Manlius in the year that you've been there? What did you take away from that experience and that team itself?
I would say, I got the whole aspect. I got to know another team. And what my coach really stressed to me, Coach Paul Mitch, was like, you know, Syracuse is going to be fun, but live in the now, because, you know, you only get one senior season. So I would just say living in the present and not looking ahead is something I can take away from Fayetteville Manlius.
The change of where you were to coming to FM, what can you say? I know we've talked about this a little bit in the past, but what were the differences and the similarities from where you were living to being in Fayetteville Manlius?
I'd say the difference, I wouldn't say there was a difference in guys, because I've had a bunch of great guys around me. The guys were great. Similarities? What do you mean by similarities? Give me an example of, like, similarities.
Like, did you see anything on this coaching staff that was similar to the coaching staff that you had? Did you have any teammates that were similar to teammates that you experienced elsewhere in the past? Do you feel like there were parts of the town that felt reminiscent of where you were living, anything like that?
I get what you're saying. I would say my coaching staff in Michigan, it was a great coaching staff, but I feel like the coaching staff here, they were a phenomenal coaching staff, better job all around with, like, film study and everything. I did have some similar guys. There's a running back in Michigan. His name's Joe Brown. And I'd say a similar running back to him on our team would be this sophomore. His name is Mitchell Seabury. Hard runner. He's going to be the guy in the next couple of years. So I did see a bunch of similarities.
Speaking here with Eric Coley coming into Syracuse and has now officially signed his letter. Before we get off the field with some thoughts, to take a look at your journey and what you've been through, to be in Michigan in the Midwest and then to come over to Syracuse, New York, Central New York, Fayetteville, Manlius area and play here, what can you say about your journey in football? I mean, some guys transfer when they're in college, but you transferred in high school and not from one school to another school an hour away. You went from one part of the country to a totally different part of the country. What have you taken away from that, and what has it taught you that you've already had the experience of going from one place to another?
I would say that's all God. That's all God's planning. You know, I moved from Oklahoma to Michigan my freshman year of high school, and that was that. Like I said, that's all God's planning. Following wherever he wants me to be, and he puts me wherever he needs me to be. Everything happens for a reason. So that's something I can take away from moving all over the place and living in different places. And, like, I'm on my path in life that God has set for me, and I can't just, you know, I mean, can't just revert that path. So I'm just following. He's routing me, so I'm following him.
And you speak on God, and you say, you know, listen, the path that I took from Michigan to where I am today, that's all God's plan. I don't disagree with you by any stretch of the imagination. I feel like God put me here today, sitting here on the phone talking with you. So what can you say about God and your relationship with God and why you trust so much in God and in the plan that God sets forth?
Oh, I trust God 100%. I know I had a few injuries in the past that, like, I sit there and just doubt myself, like, oh, how am I going to do this, or how am I going to be prepared, or, like, what if I'm not good enough? But I know at the end of the day that, you know, like, I'm doing this for him. It's not for anybody else, and he's always going to be proud of me no matter what, and he always has my back on everything, so I don't have to worry about things that, like, I don't know somebody that doesn't have faith in, I don't know, whatever they believe in. I don't have, like, normal worries, because I know he's going to take care of everything. He's going to go before me and clear the pathway for me, so that way I don't have to worry about it and don't have to stress.
Where did your faith come from, Eric? Is this something that you always had with you? Did your father, Vincent Reynolds, help to really drive faith home to you and teach you about God? Where would you attribute your relationship with God starting?
I would say my Nana, or my grandmother, I call her Nana. But she's always pushed for me to read my Bible every night, say my prayers, and even my mom. Like, I mean, we all grew up in the church, and that's what I did every Sunday growing up. We went to church, but like I said, my grandmother really pushes it. I mean, she calls me all the time, and we'll talk on the phone about what I read in my Bible, or if I have any questions about what I read. So right now, I'm like in the Book of Jeremiah, so I'll call and just ask her just different things. If I don't understand things, I'll call her and ask. But I'd say my grandma, she really pushes that towards me because she knows I'm going to need it, like, in these years to come, especially, like, going through Syracuse and everything.
This is a wake-up call, Fast Break.
Here is Tommy from Woody's Jerkwater Pub and Grub.
Woody's is going into its 13th year, and we started out as what we thought was going to be a neighborhood corner bar, which has turned into, a really good sports bar. We're adding 360-inch TVs, just really a great place to have a beer and have some food. So that same Irish pub feel where you can go in there and relax and not worry about, what's going on. I take pride in our food. We have burgers, wraps, salads, Cubans. Our wings, obviously, I think are some of the best in the city. We have a great Philly cheesesteak. We have a great Cuban. All my soccer players love the Buffalo Chicken Wraps.
Woody's Jerkwater Pub and Grub is located in the Mattydale Shopping Center off of Brewerton Road in Syracuse, New York. The Syracuse Silver Knights, your premier indoor soccer team in Central New York. It is great entertainment value and affordable fun for the entire family. Great seats and ticket packages are available by calling 315-303-7261 or go online, syracusesilverknights.com. And don't forget to tune in to Wake Up Call with Dan Totora for your chance to win tickets to a Syracuse Silver Knights home game. Ole Ole Mexican Restaurant at 2803 Brewerton Road in Syracuse, New York, right in the Mattydale Plaza, is your home for the fresh Mexican food you've been waiting for. Owned and operated by head chef Lenny Aviles, who prepares every meal with the same care and fresh ingredients as if you were family. Ole Ole isn't just a name, it's a representation of the Mexican heritage in Central New York. Make sure to try the Wake Up Call Taco Platter, available anytime. Dine in or take out by calling 315-455-5OLE. That's 315-455-5653. Ole Ole Mexican Restaurant. Authenticity on every plate.
And when you speak on that, when you say, my Nana helped to teach me this, and she really, shared this with me and the importance of it. What has she meant in your life? Because, I mean, my grandmother, I call her G-Mama. She just turned 100 on December 15th.
Oh.
So, and I'll see her in a little while. So, to speak on the importance of a grandparent, that's right up my alley and very much easily understood by me. So what can you say about your relationship with your Nana and how important she is, how special she is in your life?
Oh, she's the type of woman that, if I'm ever in any need, it doesn't matter how far I am or where I am, when I need her, she's going to come. And she's always been that way and always been a big part. And, that's just something that I just love about her. Always been close with her. She's basically a mom. I could even call her mom sometimes. She does a great job. She did a great job. She's taught me everything, raised me. Actually, my first year of just life, I was with her. And so I've always had that connection with her. And we've always been able to talk about anything and connect on a different level. And that's another thing I love about her.
And when she's taught you about life, what are some of those things that you remember, things that you hold dear to you? What are some of those words that kind of just always stay in your head?
I would say the most basic things that she taught me. But I'd say things that really stick out to me is, like, treat people the way you want to be treated. Like, don't lie. If you lie, you'll cheat. If you cheat, you'll steal, stuff like that. So... That's just, those are just some of the, just to some of the broad, like, basic things that she's taught me that I say that stick with me all the time.
And I find that very interesting, Eric, you know, that she said, if you lie, you cheat. If you cheat, you'll steal. That she considers everything to be, and I don't disagree, everything to be very much connected. If you're willing to go here, you'll go there. If you go there, you'll go deeper. You know, how profound is that, and how much has that kind of sunk in with you that, you know, I think from here on out, you know, I might use it that way and say it that way. If you lie, you cheat. If you cheat, you'll steal. I mean, it makes perfect sense. So what can you say about how that resonates in your life?
Oh, man, that's just with everything. I mean, I know when I used, like, if I used to get in trouble if I lied about things, she'd always, like, drill that into me. Like, I got drilled with that. And now that just sticks with me. So, I mean, I haven't been in any, like, pressure situations like that. Like, I know, like, in my mind, like, I know, like, that's not who I am and that's not who I was, like, that's not what they taught me. So, moral-wise, that's, like, in my morals now, and that stays with me.
This is a wake-up call. Fast Break.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or ice milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissIg Lady.com, with the bamboo line relaxed fit clothing as well as the athletic fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel, DreissIg Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing, and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissIg Lady.com.
Larger Than Life Toys and Comics is a 6,000 square foot haven of comics and collectibles located inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. They offer new as well as vintage comics, collectibles, video games, and more. Larger Than Life Toys and Comics will also buy from you. So bring in your used or vintage comics and toys today to their store inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. Call 315-622-1891 to learn more about their trade-in policy, store credit, and even layaway. That's 315-622-1891. And make sure to like their Facebook page, Larger Than Life Comics, for constant updates, store hours, and more.
The Market Diner prides itself on bringing the local community fresh ingredients that are better than going elsewhere. Open for breakfast, served all day, lunch and dinner with daily specials. The Market Diner is located at the Regional Market on Park Street, right across from Destiny USA. For takeout, call 315-474-5247. The Market Diner. Local. Fresh. Better.
That coming from Eric Coley, Syracuse officially, now that he has signed on the dotted line. Eric, before I let you go, I want to do something called rapid fire, where I'm going to throw a bunch of questions at you that have nothing to do with football, and you give me your first answer that comes to mind.
I got you.
All right. Favorite rapper of all time?
Tupac.
Favorite Tupac song?
Ambitions as a Rider.
If you could meet anyone who has passed away, who would you want to meet?
Even that could be a fast way. If I could meet anybody who has passed away, it would have to be, I'm going to say Ernie Davis.
Why Ernie Davis?
Played at Syracuse, great, great man, obviously, and I want to know his opinions on what it was like to be the first African-American to win the Heisman Trophy.
When you look at being an African-American in today's world, how do you see the world? Do you see it as equal? Do you see it as we have a lot of work to do? How do you see this world the way that it stands right now?
I mean, this ain't the world. This ain't a perfect world, and this is not where. I mean, we're just passing by this world. So this ain't the world that we're gonna end up in when it's all said and done. So I mean, I can't really say much about that.
If you could go anywhere in the world right now, where would you want to go, and who would you take with you?
I'd want to go to the Bahamas, on Paradise Island, where Atlantis is. And if I could take anybody with me, it'd be my best friend, Isaiah, from Oklahoma.
What is it about Paradise Island, Bahamas, what makes you choose that?
Oh, I went last Christmas, I went there, and I had a blast. There's a lot of things to do. Everybody there is friendly, and it was just a great time all around.
What was Atlantis like? Describe Atlantis, because, I mean, it's obviously named after the underwater city, and, you know, it's whenever you hear it, there's all these positive connotations with it, but what's it like to experience it?
Oh, man, it's like no other. I think everybody needs to go from, like, interacting with, like, just the sea life and everything, and then big water parks all around, slides, not just that, but, I mean, inside the hotel, there's always something going on, a huge casino, basketball. I mean, it's just a boatload of fun. Anybody likes to have fun, they love Atlantis.
Continuing here with Rapid Fire with Eric Coley. So anybody would like Atlantis, fair to say. You said that you bring your best friend, Isaiah, from Oklahoma. What makes him your best friend? What is Isaiah's effect on your life?
I really became my best friend in the sixth grade. And from there, I mean, his family is basically, they were like my second family. And, you know, I can always call him and talk to him about anything. And actually, he's committed to Kentucky to play wide receiver. He just committed back in December, so I'm happy about that. And, you know, we've always just talked about just making it to the next level, and he's just always been there.
If you could face him on the football field in college, who would win?
Oh, most definitely me. Most definitely me.
Okay.
He's gonna say otherwise. Most definitely me, though.
Okay. Most definitely you. Fair enough. Favorite movie of all time?
I have to say Paul Blart, Mall Cop.
Why? Okay. I got to tell you, this is the first time in 4 or 5 years of speaking with recruits that was the movie chosen. So you have set history in 2017. I like Kevin James. I like Paul Blart, Mall Cop. One of my ex-girlfriends stole the DVD from me, so I can't watch it like you can. But why did you pick that movie?
Oh, I remember when that movie came out, I watched it nonstop for basically like 6 months, every day. I love it so much. I love the whole theme behind the movie. It's a great movie. I'm not sure if I like Mall Cop 2 better than the first one, but I mean, they're both pretty good, but I'd say just the first Mall Cop, spot on. I recommend that movie to anybody.
I still love when he goes up to the girl with the, what is it? Is it hair extension? It's the wigs. And he goes up.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he goes up to the girl and she says, oh, aren't you the, she said, aren't you that guy that was on the Segway that banged into the van? And she was like, no, that wasn't me. I still love it. To this day, I still love that. I really do. I like the movie. So how about this? How about playing this fair? You like the movie. I like the movie. So you got to bring the movie to the crib and we could sit and watch it and appreciate it. Cause
that's
I'm not
what I'm talking about. Yeah, we can definitely make that happen.
Cause I am not getting my movie back from my ex-girlfriend. That's never going to happen. So you got it. So you provide the movie. I'll provide the venue. That's how we'll do it. That's fair enough.
Hey, fair enough for me.
All right. Perfect. Before we wrap up here with rapid fire, I'm going to throw one more at you. So I got to throw you a curveball here. Got to give you something crazy. So, favorite cartoon of your childhood?
Favorite cartoon of my childhood? Man. Oh, you threw a big one. I'm going to have to say Jimmy Neutron, Boy Genius.
All right. Okay. I could roll with that. If you could be any of the four Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which Ninja Turtle would you be and why?
If I could be any of the four Ninja Turtles, who would I be? Let me think about this one. Man, I'll see pretty cool. Can I be all of them? I got to pick one. Donatello? Donatello.
Yeah, Donatello, he's the intelligent one, so the most intelligent.
I'm gonna be Donatello.
All right, you're going to be Donatello.
I'm going to be Donatello. I'm going to be Donatello. One looks after everybody.
All right, okay, fair enough. So that coming from Eric Donatello Coley right here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. Listen, man, congratulations. I know that this is a long time coming, so congrats on signing. Congrats on the opportunity. And now the most important day after your signing day is figuring out when we're going to sit here and screen Paul Blart Mall Cop.
You said you
want to
screen that?
I said, it's now our time to screen. I'm going to pretend like the movie's coming back out. So red carpet treatment. We got to get, I know a lot of restaurants. We got to get some good food. We got to make this real. We can't just make it Paul Blart and that's it. So this is going to be the red carpet treatment. You know, maybe I find somebody in Syracuse that looks like Kevin James. We'll make it happen.
Yeah, okay, we can do that. I'm on board.
All right, man. Listen, congrats. God bless. Say hi to your father, and I'll talk with you soon.
All